Ladies and gentlemen, this is Paul Evangel speaking to you from the terminal of life near the gate of death, where along with many others, we will shortly be boarding the Interworld Airlines flight FINAL for the New Jerusalem. This is the very first time that anyone in broadcasting has been given the authority to actually witness and describe the flight of a departed soul and relay the information so that you can hear, experience, and prepare yourself for this heavenly journey. The terminal is very crowded today, and we are told that this is not at all unusual, for eventually all people of all nations will pass through this point of separation.
Your attention, please.
Let's listen to the dispatcher.
Interworld Airlines flight FINAL, non-stop supersonic service to the New Jerusalem, is now ready for boarding at the gate of death. Passengers holding confirmed reservations for this flight may proceed immediately to this gate through the blood-sprinkled concourse. Because the exact time of departure is uncertain, you are urged to remain ready at any moment. Thank you.
The crowd seems to be milling about, most everyone talking, some praying, some laughing, with only a few people acting as if they were paying any attention to the announcement. They are making ready to leave on this flight. Who are these that were listening to the dispatcher and responding? Well, with close observation, we notice that each one of them has a ticket in his hand. Sir, could I see your ticket for just a moment so that I can tell our audience about it?
Hey,
thank you.
It
says, issued from Mount Calvary by the chief agent, the Holy Spirit. And it has been officially stamped with the blood of Jesus Christ. Here you are, sir. Thanks again. God bless you.
Hey, well, can you just tell
me where I am?
I
noticed, too, that each of the ticket holders is carrying his own baggage.
There's no hairy
crushness. I'm told each one is furnished with the baggage of grace and godliness.
I don't have any.
No sad faces seem to be here to enter the gate of death.
What do you mean, no sad faces?
Does
my face look happy?
One of the passengers seems to be singing.
Is that a microphone?
Let's walk along with the portable microphone and see if we can pick up just a little of his song of praise.
I'm talking to you, buddy. Come over here. Hey, is that a microphone? Can I speak that microphone just for a tip? Hello. Give me this thing. Get away from me. Hey. All right. Whoever's behind all this, joke's over. I want my lawyer, and I want to see these guys in court.
All rise for the honorable judge of judges, the king of kings, the divine of all divineness, the lordship of the universe.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
God.
That's God. I think I preferred invisibility.
Your Highness, the case before you is that of Joe Mama, created February 28th, year of yourself, 1962. Male, model 37, double prime, hat sub A. We've been waiting for him a long time, I might add. Mr. Mama, did God signal you to sit down? Do you see anyone else sitting down?
Hey, chill out. I just assumed, you know.
You assumed? You assumed nothing. You don't seem to realize the seriousness of this situation, Mama. You're in deep trouble, pal. You're going to toast as it is, God willing, but you can make matters worse.
All right, I'm standing.
Be seated.
Asshole.
Your Worship, Mr. Mama was one of three seriously injured by last week's leftover Skylab reentry. As you might recall, a negligent nurse accidentally mixed the IV in urinary tubes.
Accident my ass. I was wondering what the hell she was chuckling about, and now I know. And I pissed off Royal.
Funny you should put it that way.
I don't need to listen to any of your BS, pal. I know my rights. I saw Warren Beatty in Heaven Can Wait. I shouldn't even be here now, and I want to go back right now, this second, or I'm going to scream or something.
There'll be plenty of time for that later, Mr. Mama.
And I'll advise you not to speak out again. This is not a movie. I'm surprised your defense hasn't advised you of the rules. Contempt of court carries a large penalty here.
This schmoo is my defense? Jesus. Mel hasn't said two words to me since we got here. I thought he was my guard. Look at him. He's asleep.
Your Worship, this is outrageous. I picked the best defense myself. Bishop Duride is not asleep. His eyes are open. See?
Well, so's his mouth. What is that? Look, he's drooling.
Bishop Duride, tell your client you're not sleeping. Bishop Duride. Bishop Duride.
What? Guilty, Your Lordship. My client pleads guilty.
Not yet, Bishop. Not just yet.
Oh, this is just great. I got a bishop. I'm as good as dead now.
Your Holiness, if we may begin, the prosecution would like to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that Joe Mama is guilty of the following counts. Degradation of Christian evangelism, defacement of the socially deprived, undermining law enforcement agencies, slander of the education system, seduction of youngsters, inciting social disobedience, promoting the occult, debasement of standard American values, encouraging suicide, fraud, satirizing legitimate charitable organizations, ethnic slurs, and sacrilege against the church itself. Gasp. Don't act surprised, Mr. Mama.
Well, when you said seducing youngsters, now, I didn't mess around with anyone 12 or under, and that makes them teenagers.
Your Worship, if I may proceed, we submit as evidence recordings of Mystery Playhouse, which we acquired from WEGL.
Stolen from...
We believe these promotions, or promos if you will, prove beyond any question the guilt of the accused and justify your harshest sentence.
Yeah, and what's your harshest sentence?
Imagine the most horrifying torture in existence, carried out for all eternity.
You mean... the Partridge Family?
Your Honor, the prosecution charged Joe Mama with degradation of Christian evangelism. Exhibit A, the Powerline promo. First, we will play the original commercial, and then Mr. Mama's debased parody.
Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock, it's the Sunday Morning Powerline, here on FM 91.
You're on the Powerline, the Powerline.
Well, hi, this is John Rivers, your host for Powerline, giving you a special invitation to join us right here for a show that I think is just real good. We have some interesting talk, a problem letter that our panel will always answer, and some free offers you don't want to miss out on, not even to mention the best music in the whole wide world, right here.
You're on the Powerline.
Powerline, Sunday mornings at 10 on FM 91.
Sunday evenings at 10 o'clock, it's a Sunday evening mystery playhouse here on FM 91. Well, hi, this is Joe Mama, a host for Mystery Playhouse, going to give you a special invitation to join us right here for a show that I just think's real good. We have some interesting talk, a problem letter our panel will always answer, and some free offers you don't want to miss out on. Not even to mention that. Well, I'm not going to mention that. That's Mystery Playhouse, Sunday evenings at 10 here on FM 91.
Objection, Your Honor. My client says Powerline was a joke.
No, not Powerline. Our takeoff was a joke. Powerline was a great show. I'd listen to it all the time. Well, whenever I... occasionally myself. And I thought it was a great show. And I...
Your Honor, the prosecution charged defacement of the socially deprived. This next promo makes fun of the poor, the wretched, the uneducated.
Oh, you mean the rednecks.
I mean the South's rural population, thank you. It infers not only innate stupidity on their part, but that they would participate in such a base program as Mystery Playhouse. I submit Exhibit B, the country music promo.
Howdy, folks. Ever had the feeling that good old country western music is being replaced by that punky, new wave, progressive, electronic weird stuff? Well, friends, I have good news for you. It is. And Sunday nights at 10 p.m., you can hear the latest new music on Mystery Playhouse 901. Now, we ain't saying we don't like old music, because we love the Sex Pistols and Ramones. But if you want the latest music hot off the press, there's only one place you're going to hear it, and that's Mystery Playhouse 901. Sunday nights at 10 p.m. on WEGL.
Your Honor, what's wrong with making fun of rednecks? We're talking hicks, you know, like chewing tobacco, spit, Dolly Parton, Kenny Rogers fans. I mean, really. I mean, what's the...
I'm afraid you're just making matters worse.
Go back to sleep.
Your Lordship, we made a charge of undermining law enforcement agencies. In this ad, not only are they undermined, but Auburn police are alluded to as being retarded brutes concerned only with hurting their constituents.
Anything untruthful about that?
Your Honor, we submit Exhibit C, the police promo.
Attention all units, we have another major disturbance at the radio station of 1239 Haley Center, code 211.
10-4 there, base. This is 1 Peter 9. We are en route. Say, Frank, you reckon it's that Mystery Playhouse guy again? Come on.
Roger, 1 Peter 9. Every Sunday night, it's the same old thing. Those punk rockers, they just crawl out of their slime holes and start causing a ruckus. Over.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's get on down there and bust the head.
Don't you miss a single exciting installment of Mystery Playhouse 91, Sunday nights at 10 p.m., only on WEGL Auburn.
Base! Base! Send it back up! Send it back up! Situation out of control! Situation out of control! Send out an open door so no one's going crazy!
Okay, so, you know, maybe the SWAT thing was a little bit out of line, but everything else, I mean, typical.
Your Honor, we levied the charge of fraud. While we do not have any tapes of Dr. Salim Rahman, we do have a copy of his ad. Dr. Rahman is a quack. Mystery Playhouse employed him to answer problem letters. But unlike Powerline, Dr. Salim gave deliberately bad advice, suggesting sex cures. poison potions, and acts of violence. In this ad, Salid claims psychic powers, which in essence come from India, and we learn later, the Rasta Man, His Imperial Highness, the Genius of Love.
Hey, do yourself a favor and leave reggae out of this.
Exhibit D, the Dr. Salid promo.
Hi, I'm Dr. Salid Rahman, and this is my answering machine. I'm not available at this moment, for I'm deep inside my subconscious, probing cosmic answers to deep and profound problem letters. If you have a problem, my cave salamander and psychic Indian brothers will solve it for you. Just ask Dr. Salid, care of Mystery Playhouse, Sunday nights at 10 p.m. on FM 91.
Your Worship, what could incite social disobedience more than suggest suicide? In this ad, an unfortunate jumps off Haley Center rather than conform to his peers. I might mention this promo was put together soon after a confused lady actually did jump off Haley Center. Is nothing sacred?
Hey, I waited a good 24 hours before I ran that promo, and like you said, she jumped first, so you can't pin that one on me, Buster.
Exhibit E, the suicide promo.
Oh, good, I like this one.
Clear the way! Clear the way, I tell you! I'm gonna jump! I mean it! All you zombie eyes on clones! You drove me to this! There's nothing to live for except Mystery Playhouse, and that only comes on once a week!
We all have problems, especially Mystery Playhouse 91. Sunday nights from 10 to 12 on FM 91.
Out of the way! Ready or not, here I come!
Mr. Mama, have you no human sympathy?
I made it a thud instead of a...
Your Honor, we charged the accused with satirizing legitimate charitable organizations. Allow me to play the fire campaign's original promo, followed by Exhibit F, Mr. Mama's bass parody.
Imagine for a moment a world without the sound of a violin. A world without oil paintings, no Rembrandts, no Cezannes, no Picassos. A world without pencils or paper or books. A world, in short, without all the things that are made from trees. But unless you and others are careful with fire in the forest, you won't have to imagine such a beautiless world. It will be the world you leave for your children. A public service of this station, the Forest Service, USDA, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
Imagine for a moment a world without the sounds of a guitar, a world without punk rockers, no mohawks, no leather jackets, no spikes or chains, a world without police riots, gang warfare, or crime, a world in short without all the things that are inspired by punk music. Well, unless you and other people support Mystery Playhouse, you won't have to imagine such a beautiful world. It will be the world you leave your children. Mystery Playhouse, Sunday nights at 10 p.m. on WEGL.
Listen, I didn't write the words to Religious Vomit. The Dead Kennedys
As if
did.
That were not enough, may I present Exhibit F, a parody of a drug abuse promo.
I was walking down the block minding my own business when my best friend's first cousin-in-law's stepbrother walked up to me and said, "Hey, you want to hear some punk music?" I couldn't believe it.
Sooner or later, your children are going to hear about Mystery Playhouse on WEGL Sundays at 10 p.m. What can you as a parent do? You can tell your children you'll shove them into closets, institutions, or convents. And if someone offers them punk music, they should come to talk to you about it first. Get involved with punks before your children do. A message brought to you by this station and the Coalition of Abused Parents Anonymous.
I gave them fair warning, didn't I?
Mr. Mama did nothing of the sort. We charged seduction of youngsters.
Hey, no seductions. They all wanted it.
We have here three promos in which children are explicitly invited to listen to Mystery Playhouse. Exhibit H, the Johnny Quest promo. Here the inference is, if you like to disobey your parents, tune in. Notice the character entitled Dr. Sin.
Dr. Zin. Zin, S-Y-N, is Oriental.
Dr. Sin is told he'll rot in hell. Let us hope it's true.
Same to you.
Look, Dr. Quest, a secret passage. Why?
Dr. Sin!
Saw a stoot of your ass? It is I. Ah,
Dr. Quest, so we meet again.
Why, I oughta... Hold it, Race. What have you done with Johnny and Haji?
I thought you'd never ask. Even while we speak, your friends are being subjected to reruns of my favorite radio show.
You don't mean...
Yes, Mystery Playhouse 91. I never miss an episode.
Don't you miss an episode of Mystery Playhouse Sunday nights from 10 to 12 with Spike and Joe Mama.
You fiend, you'll rot in hell for this.
Probably so, Race Baron, but Mystery Playhouse will be to blame. It made me what I am today.
Looking pale, Mr. Mama?
Well, actually, I regret leaving Bandit out.
Exhibit I. In this promo, children are again encouraged to disobey their parents, and parents are encouraged to abuse their children. This is the Leave It to Beaver promo.
Listening to a radio show called Mystery Playhouse 91. He's just not the same anymore.
Relax, dear. It's probably just a phase.
Well, I don't know. He no longer says yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, and he stopped buttoning his collar button.
He'll grow out of it, I feel sure.
I don't know.
Why abuse your children when Mystery Playhouse can do it for you? Mystery Playhouse, Sunday nights from 10 to 12, only on FM 91.
And if that weren't enough, here is perhaps the most perverted attempt to pull in young listeners. Exhibit J, the Pee-wee Herman promo.
Girls, guess who?
That's right.
And I'm at the Playhouse. And guess what? I'm listening to the Playhouse. Mystery Playhouse 91, that is. Every Sunday night from 10 to 12, Spike and Joe Mama play my favorite hardcore punk music. I love those Ted Kennedys.
They're so silly.
So don't miss it. Mystery Playhouse 91, Sundays from 10 to 12. Oh, and kids, let's not tell Mom and Dad about this, okay?
It's so scary.
That wasn't me, that was Spike, my best friend, who, incidentally, should be right here catching every bit as much shit as me. I mean, if I fry, that sucker goes with me.
Mr. Spike is not on trial here. You are.
Oh. Well, then maybe, like, he can testify on my behalf, you know, like a pal. I mean, you know, for a character.
He's not dead yet. You are.
Well, what the hell is he doing while my ass is on the line? Screwing some chick or something?
As a matter of fact...
Never mind. I don't want to know. What about my other friends?
Have you any other friends that are dead?
Of course, I killed the... Hey, second thought, forget it.
Your Honor, we also charge slander of the education community. If you do not consider this ad as a defacement towards the law agencies, you must concede it infers Auburn University involvement in death plots towards its enemies. Exhibit K, the Mission Impossible promo.
Good morning, Mr. Phelps. The pictures that you were looking at are those of Spike and Joe Mama, two radio announcers for WEGL's Mystery Playhouse 91. Playhouse 91 has been corrupting the minds of Auburn's youth every Sunday night at 10 p.m. with the use of new wave, punk, and other forms of mind-altering music. Your mission, Jim, should you decide to accept it, is to infiltrate the 91 staff, make contact with these two individuals, and terminate with extreme prejudice. Remember, we're counting on you, Jim. Make it look like an accident. Your radio will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
And if that connection is too subtle, how about the university being owned by organized crime?
Hey, now, wait a minute. That promo was a joke on the station manager. See, he gave us a lecture on morals, and we...
Yes?
Never mind.
Exhibit L, the Mafia promo.
Hey, Thomas, what's this we hear about you letting some punks on our radio station?
Wait a minute. I can explain everything.
Mr. G says this Mystery Playhouse is gonna cost our outfit plenty in revenues.
Yeah, revenues.
But Vito, there's lots of listeners, honest.
Them kind of listeners we don't need. Ain't looking to please the city's lowlife.
Yeah, lowlife.
But Spike and Jamama are Class A acts, really.
They better be, because if we lose so much as one sponsor, Shorty over here is going to fix you up real good.
Yeah, real good.
I think we're going to pay this Spike and Jamama character a little visit. Seems to me we need to install some moral value.
Whoops.
Mystery Playhouse, Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Install some moral values.
Yeah, moral values.
Shut up.
I'm sorry, boss.
New idea, Holiness. New idea. Just thought of someone that both likes me and is dead. Carlton Stan, Daddy-O.
Your counsel must come forth to call witnesses to the stand.
Counsel, wake up. Counsel. Counsel!
Guilty. Guilty as charged. My client throws himself into...
That's okay. If you just get up there and call my old man, my revered father to the witness stand, please.
Certainly. Save my chair, please.
Demons, come out! Come out, demons! Come! Please say. You're supposed to laugh, God. Counsel, call my father.
Your Honor, the defense would like to call to the stand Joe Mama's Papa.
Papa, Daddy-O! Tell him what a filth swell guy your son is, Daddy!
I'm not saying nothing.
Don't you want to help your son in his time of need?
I am helping him, and I'm not saying nothing.
Daddy, what a sense of humor! Remember the chair joke? It runs in the family. Trade him in for Mama. I need my Mama. Mama.
Judge, we would like to call Joe Mama's Mama.
Mama! Mama mia! I'm in big shit again. Help me out, Mama. Say something nice about your boy.
Something nice. Yvonne, I should say something nice. How did you die?
Mama, please. Dad delivered all the jokes. Would you just say something nice?
Well, Joe was a good boy, occasionally. Like when he slept. I'll say this. He never made his victims suffer.
Good job, Mom. That was fine. Okay, well, we'll just, go on to the next...
Now, every once in a while...
No, Mom, that's enough.
He really brewed a scheme.
No, Mom, shut up, please.
I remember the baby stuff.
Mom, you forget who put you in the wheelchair in the first place?
This cute little baby down the block. Beautiful red hair.
Your Honor, we would like the next witness, please.
I said one day, look, the kid has hair like fire. And that Joe remarked, that gives me an idea.
We will take the next charge, prosecution, please.
Holy shit. Thank heaven.
The prosecution would like to reiterate their charge of debasement of standard American values. What could symbolize America more than Star Trek? A show promoting peace among peoples, civil rights, democracy and self-determination, and above all, universal justice. But apparently this aggravated Mr. Mama, and he had to destroy America's future hope, and all aboard the Enterprise with Exhibit M, the Star Trek promo.
Captain, I'm getting some... Well, sir, I thought it might be static, but not on every channel. Tend to sound like snarling, sir.
Yes?
Jim, what's going on? I've got cases of lacerations and bruises piling up down here faster than Chapel and I can treat them. Some of the injured are violent. There's something that sneaks into your mind.
Let them suffer. I believe there is only one logical possibility, Captain.
Get off my bridge. Scotty, ahead. Warp back to one.
Kirk should have listened. There is only one logical possibility. The destructive emissions of Mystery Playhouse. Sunday nights at 10 p.m. on WEGL.
Captain, she's falling apart. What's going on? She's breaking up. She's breaking up. She's breaking up.
Yeah, well, like we say on Earth, c'est la vie.
Mr. Mama offered a shoddy replacement in the form of the alien promo. Here, Earthlings, made in your holiness image, are taken prisoners for interplanetary dissection. Just another bad example for kids. Exhibit N.
Earthling, please do not be alarmed. You are about to experience weightlessness as we leave your planet.
What is your name, Earth Slime?
Spike.
You have been randomly selected to represent the average Earth citizen in our take-home study of your solar sector.
You got the wrong man, Slim.
Are you inferring the average mean Earth citizen does not wear mohawks, combat boots, and earrings?
Or listen to Mystery Playhouse, for that matter.
Mystery Playhouse?
You know, hardcore punk music every Sunday night, 10 p.m., FM 91.
Zabar, could he mean 91 megahertz?
Oh, you've heard of it.
Reject.
Something about old Spike hitting always makes me crack up. You gotta admit. Come on, guy. I see a little smile on your face. It's growing. You can't hold it back. All right, play hard again, see if I care. You can't sit and give a straight face to the Green Hornet promo, though. Have you got that one shit?
Yes.
Well, then play it. Or what's the matter? Can't think of anything bad to say about it? Are you afraid that old Holy Roller will crack a smile or something?
If you like. Exhibit O. Please note the prejudice exercised throughout towards Asians. Placed in subordinate roles, as usual. Too naive to know better.
Hey, Kato is a shit in the series too, Mac.
And Mr. So Long?
What's the matter? Two Wongs don't make a white? don't all laugh at once. Play the promo.
Yes, Rex Reed. Right. Kato, get Black Beauty ready.
Shove off.
Those Playhouse punks are in trouble again.
Why can't people just leave those nice kids alone?
Not so fast, Rex Reed. Or should I say, Green Hornet.
He knows my secret identity.
Who are you, and what do you want?
My name is Long. So long, Green Hornet.
Not just yet, Kato. It's unsporting.
It's only fair to warn. There's an Oriental man behind you.
Spare me the ethnic humor, Green Hornet.
Thanks, Kato. You saved my life. You can clean up the mess when we get back.
Shove us.
Danger, excitement, controversy. Hear it all on Mystery Playhouse. Sunday nights at 10 p.m. on WEGL.
Perhaps that's just one of those problems you gotta hear more than once.
Your Honor, Dr. Sin has yet one more role, that of an investigator, using top 40 music as a weapon, the inference being punk music is better for you.
Well, isn't
it? Exhibit P, the POW promo.
Swine! Give us the information!
Over my dead body!
That can be arranged, for if you do not tell, I will play top 40 radio!
The Geneva Convention!
You live to tell! Gods, insert earplugs!
No, you can't! Ah! Oh, okay, I'll tell you everything, but turn it off, please!
Very well, I'm waiting.
Mystery Playhouse, punk music, Sunday nights at 10 p.m. on FM 91.
Gods, insert earplugs!
But you promised!
So sorry, war is hell!
After Van Halen, anything looks good. What's wrong with punk anyway?
Rather than me answer that, Exhibit Q.
Within 12 hours of hearing Mystery Playhouse, your body begins to heal itself. The levels of blood sugar and adrenaline in your system decline rapidly, and your ears and brain begin to repair the damage caused by punk music. These are just the immediate rewards. Long-term benefits include adding healthy, productive years to your life and reducing the risk of death by stroke, heart attack, and gangs of angry cops. For more information, write Mystery Playhouse, care of 1239 Haley Center, or call during the show, Sundays at 10 p.m. on WEGL.
No comment.
The charge is promoting the occult. The ad, the Exorcist promo. Again, Mystery Playhouse is openly acknowledged as evil. Exhibit R.
Joey, stop fighting the jacket and look at these ink blots. What do you see, Joey?
Oh, there's the dead Kennedy's gang scrapey boy, George. That's a dagger, right?
Well, don't look at me that way, Joey.
Oh, there's Sid Vicious smashing in Fogelberg's teeth.
Joey, stop. No spitting. Nurse, sedating.
Doctor, what does it mean?
Does your son listen to any radio?
Why, no. Only on Sundays.
Sunday at 10 p.m.? WEGL?
Why, yes. How did you know?
We've had a lot of this lately. Miss Cooper, I'm afraid your son's been listening to Mystery Playhouse.
No, not my Joey. But he said it was Billy Graham.
Joey Cooper, hopelessly insane. Or is he? Mystery Playhouse, Sundays at 10 p.m. on WEGL.
Excuse me, but are we about finished? Like, I'd like to go wash up and shit, you know?
Yes, Mr. Mama, you are about finished. And I'd say you're plenty washed up.
Oh, you'd say my jokes are bad. I don't want to listen to this.
No, Mr. Mama, but you do have to listen to one more. This, Your Honor, is the ad which we feel sums up Mystery Playhouse's attitude in general. Outright blasphemy. This promo is so sacrilegious, so irreverent, so poignantly anti-religious that WEGL management even banned it. I'm speaking of Exhibit S, the promo entitled True Confessions.
Forgive me, Father, for I have truly sinned. It's been about a quarter since last confession. I've been real sick. Let's see, I borrowed a pencil and I didn't return it. I listened to Mystery Playhouse once. I accidentally...
Excuse me, did you say Mystery Playhouse?
Yes, Father, and I got extra change from the Coke machine.
That radio show with Spike and Joe Mama?
Yeah, that's the one. And I killed a fly.
The one that comes on every Sunday night at 10 p.m.?
Why, yes.
They play the best hardcore, new wave, and punk music?
How do you know so much about it?
Oh, well, I heard it through the grapevine, I guess. No, someone else confessed about it. That's it. I mean, I saw the ad. Rather, I heard the commercial. Europe solved. Next.
Mystery Playhouse 91, Sunday nights at 10 p.m. If you're sly, no one will know you listen. Well, almost no one.
Your Honor, the prosecution rests. Defense?
I think he's resting too.
Well then, would Your Holiness pass sentence?
About that last promo. It never actually did get played, you know, on the air, so you can't really hold that one against me. Well, I mean, you could hold it. You're God. You do whatever you want, but, I mean, you shouldn't hold it. If you want to play fair, I mean... Just...
Your sentence, Lordship?
Hey, don't rush God.
That last promo will be mighty fine. I think we let the whole matter slide.
Oh, wow, you know, thanks, God. You know, you're one cool nigger. Nigger ass. But, mind if I ask you one question? What's the deal with the skull cap? I thought only us Jews wore those things.
Didn't you read your Torah? I'm Jewish.
What? You're Jewish? A black Jew?
Hey, man, what's wrong with you?
Well, I mean, black Jewish? I got friends, relatives, rabbis to think about. I don't need this. No way. That's too much. I mean, I only go so far. That is going out. No,
you
no, no.
Bug me.
You bug me?
Burn.
Jewish.
Burn your ass. What are you laughing at, prosecution? You see something funny here?
Just thinking, that's all.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. And all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread.